Hello, everybody,
Hi.
and welcome to Sexiest Voice Duets. I'm
Yeah.
excited. I've been like waiting for this round. I'm like pumped.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, I had to like cough.
No, no problem.
Cough into the microphone.
Just make it a sexy cough. There you go.
I'm sick.
Okay, so do you want to just go into it?
Yeah.
I'm really good at this whole foreplay thing.
Okay.
First up is Eider and Sharp Cookies.
Hello, ladies.
Eider. Sharp cookies. Show us what you got.
I'll turn you loose and up my borders, babe. But you can front it. Say what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing to you. Loosen up my borders, babe. But you can front it. Say what you gon' do to me.
To help take this on,
baby, can't you see how these clothes are feeling on me? And the heat coming from this beat, I'm about to blow. I don't think you know.
I'll turn you loose and up my buttons, babe. But you keep front it. Say what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing to you. Loosen up my buttons, babe. But you keep front it. Say what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing.
So you wonder, in my kiss that make you just wonder, what I got next to you, what you wanna do.
Take a chance to recognize that this could be yours. I can see, just like most guys, and your game don't be, can you see? All the girls I've been on me, and the heat coming from the screen. I'm about to blow, I don't think you know.
I'll tell you,
Sharp Cookies
yeah,
with
it
Buttons
was.
by the Pussycat Dolls. Holy fuck! That was like absolutely amazing. I absolutely adored that. That was beyond epic. You both, like, I'm this is me really animated, you really animated me, like, which is really hard at the way that I'm feeling. Like, holy crap, girls, that was incredible. You both, like, completely played up to the sexy. It was just, like, freaking mind-blowing. If this doesn't go and hit singles, I'm gonna pitch a bitch fit, because, yeah, I adored this. I thought it was, like, incredible. It suited you both so well. Like, it touched me, my lady parts.
Did you loosen up your buttons, babe?
Yeah, I loosened up my buttons from the first moan from Ida.
Yeah, I really like this too. I actually had no idea any of the words to this song, except for like, like, until now, because you guys actually made it sound clear. Yeah, I also really, really like this. Cookies, I thought your voice sounded awesome on this.
Yeah,
Ider also, like, all of your layers and stuff were fantastic, so great job on your mixing. I just think you guys totally nailed this performance-wise, and I thought your vocals and mixing were also really good, so great job, guys.
Yeah, it was, like, I know we always say it's not about the singing and stuff, and it's not, but, like...
When you have all three, it's like,
It's really nice.
Triple
like,
threat.
Yeah. Obviously, like, we're not gonna really...
Yeah, your ranks are gonna just be based on your performances, but I wanted to let you know...
You should definitely post it to hit singles.
Yeah, this is great.
Man, that could be nominated for something.
Yeah, great job,
guys. I
hope it. Up next is Lash and Rochelle Yeller. Yeah.
Lash, can you handle this? Rochelle, can you handle this? SB, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this. Woo!
Better move, cause we've arrived. Looking sexy, looking fly. Baddest chick, chick inside. DJ, jam the night. Spotted me a tender thing. There you are, come on baby. Do you wanna dance with me? Can you handle me?
You gotta do much better if you're gonna dance with me tonight. You gotta work your jelly if you're gonna dance with me tonight. Read my lips carefully if you like what you see. Move, prove you can handle me. By the looks I got, you shook up, you're scared of me. Buckle your seatbelt, it's time for takeoff. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this.
Cause my body's too bootylicious for you, baby. Break it off. H tune, going hard. Read my hips, slap my thighs. Swing my hair, squint my eyes. Looking hot, smelling good. Grooving like I'm from the hood. Over my shoulder, I blow you a kiss. Can you handle this?
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this.
Cause my body's too bootylicious for your bag.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Move your body up and down. Make your body touch the ground. I can't help but wonder why my body's too revelations for you, babe.
I shake my jelly at every chance. When I whip my hips, you slip into a trance. I'm hoping you can handle all this jelly that I have. Now let's cut a rug while we skip some jazz.
Just for your bag.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
And that was Lash and Rochellular with Bootylicious, Destiny's Child. I think this is also really, really solid. I think that, I feel like that because you guys were so, like, awesomely synced and, like, your vocals were so spot on and everything was, like, really perfected, that you guys kind of lost the chance to kind of go a little bit crazy with it as far as the performance went, but I still think you guys performed this really, really well. I have, like, and, like, there were moments for both of you in this song. I think you both shone really well. And I think there were moments, like, in Rochellular, like, the first verse, you did this run on DJ, and it was, like,
oh, that was so good.
Yeah, I loved that. And then
I was like, oh, my God, girl, work the run.
I know, it was so great. And then Lash, in your verse, when you did, like, hot, and you, like, went, like, up on it, and it was, like, oh, my gosh. And then you did these high runs at the very end. Oh, my God. Those are great. And then the way you ended it, Rochellular, also super strong. So I think it's another super solid entry. I loved it, this one as well. Great job, girls.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have to agree. I think this was, like, a really, really good song choice. It allowed you to, like, both go for the sexy, and it allowed you to both shine in different places. And it was just, like, sex to my ears, man. It was just awesome. I really, really enjoyed it. I agree that, like, the ending was, like, super strong. I really liked, I noticed, like, Lash. I felt like Lash went for this a little bit more than Rochelle. Just in, like, the background vocals, I was picking up on some, like, sexy groanings from Lash.
Yeah, there's just, like, little things, like, when she was, like, on the Can You Handle This parts, she was kind of doing something a little bit different from Rochellular, at least in the, like, the second ones that came up, I could really hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still think, like, Rochelle had really, really good, like, going for it moments as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, which is really great, because that's what we've been wanting from Rochelle, so I'm really glad that you kind of went for that, right?
Yeah.
Like, great job. Great improvement for that, as far as that's concerned. Yeah.
Definitely.
Up last is Eily Monty and Russ.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack!
Oh, Love Shack, yeah.
Oh, baby.
I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
Oh.
Looking for the love.
A well, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack. I got me a Chrysler, it seats about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
Well, the Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack, baby,
Love Shack. That's what it's at. Sign says, woo! Stay away, fools, 'cause love rules at the Love Shack.
Well, it's up way back in the middle of a field, just a funky old shack, and I gotta get back. Glitter on the mattress, oh, glitter on the highway, glitter on the front.
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, that's where it's at. Love Shack, that's where it's at.
Hugging and a kissing, dancing and a loving. We're next to nothing, 'cause it's hot as an oven. The whole shack shimmies when everybody's moving around and around and around and around.
Everybody's moving.
Folks lining up outside just to get down.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Funky little shack, funky little shack. Hop in my Chrysler, it's as big as a whale, and it's about to set
sale.
Woo!
I got me a car, it seats about 20. So come on and bring your jukebox money.
Well, the Love Shack is a
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, that's where it's at.
Love Shack, baby, that's where it's at.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Knock a little louder, sugar.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
I can't hear you.
Bang, bang.
On the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
On the door.
Bang, bang.
On the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
You're what?
Ted Ruft. Rusted.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Love Shack,
baby, baby, Love Shack.
That's where it's at.
Love,
love
Shack,
baby,
baby, Love
that's
Shack.
Where it's at.
Love
hugging
Shack,
and a kissing,
baby,
dancing
Shack.
And a loving at the Love Shack.
That was Monty and Russ. We set a false alarm with the recording because we had discussed results. And Melly thought we were going straight to results.
But it's like,
it's
oh,
late.
Oh,
she's like,
I know, I'm up at 4 a.m., so yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, that was Russ and Monty with Love Shack. okay. This was strange for me. I think what the problem was is that Monty went for it so much and, like, really turned up the sexy that Russ, like, you kind of,
paled in.
You did, yeah. Well, I don't want to compare the two of you because that's not, like, we're going to be scored individually, but, like, in the grand scheme of the song, I feel like you could have gone for it, like, a lot more. sorry. Like, I know your part's quite talking and stuff, but, like, you could have really played it up more than you did, because especially because Love Shack's such a comical song, it's definitely one of those songs where you're allowed to do that. And I feel like you could have gone for it more, to be honest. Monty, I thought that your parts were, like, fantastic. The kind of, like, awesome, sexy, sultry energy that you brought to it was so appropriate, and I liked the unique little things that you did with it too. So it was, yeah, it was a little bit strange for me.
Yeah, I agree. Russ, like she said, you had, like, the talky part, which can seem like, oh my god, I can't do anything with this, but I think that could have given you an advantage in this song, because you could have really done anything with it, and you could have really brought it up a lot more, and I know, like, this is the right song for your kind of, like, the sexy that we enjoy from you week to week. Like, this is my favorite brand of that you bring, where you kind of have, like, this goofy sexiness that's really great. And so,
yeah.
I think, like, when I saw the name of the file, I was like, oh my gosh, Russ is gonna be awesome on this. So in that way, I was kind of like, oh, because, but I have to wonder if, like, because I know I've experienced this before in duets that I've done, where I'll record first, then the person will record and send me the mix, and they completely, like, blow me out of the water when I thought I was putting in all this energy, and then they did something like, whoa, okay, I gotta up my game, so I have to, like, re-record. And I feel like maybe you guys ran out of time or something, so Russ, you couldn't re-record to try and match where Monty was, because I feel like maybe if we just heard your part separately, we might think differently. I don't know. Monty,
I don't know. Let's not assume.
I'm saying I don't know if.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that that's the possibility, and I know I've experienced that, so, like, I know that that mm-hmm. is that could happen, especially because Monty really went for it.
Yeah, I just want to say, though, like, when I, like, we're giving our critiques and stuff, we're not gonna, like, take that into account. Like, it's to judge on your own unique performance as an individual.
Yeah.
So, like, don't think that, like, you've been hard done by or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to be judged as an individual, so. It's important to clarify.
And Monty, I thought that you did a really great job with this. I thought you really pumped up the energy. I loved when in the verses you did something really different with it. You kind of brought it down and made it a bit more sultry in those parts. Sometimes, at least in the first time that you did it, it seemed kind of like out of place to me because it's such a, you know, upbeat song, and then you suddenly went like down that notch, so it's kind of weird there. But otherwise, I thought this was great. Like, your harmonies were all wonderful. So you sounded awesome on this. Great, great performance. And that's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess now we have results.
Yeah. Now we have
results. Now. So what we did is we have kind of two sets of rankings. We have one where we ranked your guys' duets just so that you know where you stood as, like, your partners go, but we ranked everybody separately as well, just based on their own individual performance.
And that'll be, like, the official
one. Yeah, that's the official one. This is the duets one, is just so you guys kind of know where you're at with that. Do you want to say who is first? Which duet was first?
Yeah, if I say which duets first, you can say who came first.
Sure. Oh, we know who came first.
Up first. First place duet tonight was Ida and Sharp Cookies.
Yeah, great job, girls. We loved your duet, like, so much. Not a far second. Lash and Rochelle Yeller.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Also, won that on hit singles as well.
Yeah, she wanted to say it earlier and then she forgot. Which means that, and third, Russ and Monty. So, then individual rankings. In first place, we both agreed, is Eider.
Mm-hmm. We just felt like on the duet, that Eider just kind of went for it a tiny bit more, but it was so close. Like, Cookies, you did so well on that duet. I was so pleased with your performance on that.
Yeah. You guys, like, meshed
all these are really
well.
Close, by the way.
Yeah, like, these are, like, all, like, really, really close rankings.
It's kind of just for the purpose of the fantasy.
Yeah.
Second place is Sharp Cookies. Yes. Yeah, Shabby Gathered.
Yeah, you guys are really, really close. Third, not fourth. I was going to say fourth. Third place is Lash.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so that leaves us with Eileen Monty, Rochelle Yeller, and Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Two of you we felt were, like, so tied that we couldn't decide. Which means that in joint fourth tonight is Eileen Monty and Rochelle Yeller, which means... Russ, unfortunately, you are cut tonight, and I'm really sad to see you go as well, because I feel like you've really come out of your shell on this show, and, like, you've really pulled out of the bag with this, like, goofy, sexy thing that you've had going on, and tonight you just didn't quite go for it as much as the others. And, yeah, I'm really sad to see you go.
Yeah, you should be really proud of how you've done on this show, though, because, I mean, you got second three times. You've been amazing on this show. I've loved a bunch of the stuff that you've done. I think that you've been incredible, and you were the last man standing. So
you were.
Yeah, definitely don't, like, feel bad or anything about being cut tonight. It was a really, really strong night. So, and it's, like, you've done so great. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Definitely.
That sucks.
I know. I want to keep you all.
No.
In my room.
I want to keep you all in my pants.
Well, that's part of the course if they're in my room.
Do you want to talk about what we're doing next week?
Okay, so it's probably going to be a bit of a curveball. The next theme is called I Want to Ride You Like Seabiscuit. It's not as crazy as it seems. It's free choice, but I really wanted to call the theme.
Yeah, well, we had, like, an original theme that was called that, but it wasn't gonna work. But it was, like, the coolest name ever for a theme, so.
So it's basically free choice because we want to see, like, what you guys like to perform when you're really going for the sexy, what you're most comfortable with, because that may or may not tie into something in the future.
Yeah.
It's an interesting little
experiment.
Foreshadowing.
I will actually, yeah, so I guess we'll like send an email. Of course, that's due at the same time as always, Tuesday the 13th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear what you five do, so good luck.
The aim is to make us want to ride you like Zubista.
Yeah, you need to get like super sexy up in here.
Yeah.
So, bye everybody.
Goodbye.
Good night.